September Sunday morning. It's about 2:30 in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri. And scripture says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in the heavens. Good morning, Facebook. Today is September the 6th, about 2:30 in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Rejoice, the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Watch, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. There's a scripture in Hebrews that says, come boldly unto the throne of grace, where we can find grace to help in time of need. Many times we don't realize the significance of the loving kindness and compassion of the Lord. Many times we do not dwell on his mercies and his grace, and that he is ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy upon all them that call upon him. We need to call upon him every day. We're living in an evil and perverse generation. Satan is going about as a raging lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is the prince and the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. We should plead for the mercy and grace of God on a daily basis. We should rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Psalm 40:17. Well, sometimes we are weighed down with the cares of this life and the evil that surrounds us. And we wonder if there's any hope for us. Sometimes we're filled with discouragement. The best definition of stress that I have heard of is stress is the ultimate denial of the absolute sovereignty of God. It's the best definition of stress I've heard. Are you discouraged? Are you cast down? Look at the royal sovereign with his crown. Do you find no peace or rest? Look for the perfect righteousness of Christ. Do you find your soul is troubled and turmoiled and cast down? Look for the one who wears the sovereign crown. The Lord is my rock and my defense and my deliverer, the God of my rock, and him will I trust. He's my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge and my Savior. Psalm 59:9. 2 Samuel 22:2-3. I am helped, therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28:7. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59:19. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Psalm 63:7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. For thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalm 31:3. Well, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. 2 Peter 2:7-9 and Revelation 14:4. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. Matthew 6:13 and Psalm 93:1-2. The Lord is great in power. If God be for us, who can be against us? Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Romans 8:31, Daniel 3:17, and John 10:29. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. O Lord, and thou art exalted as a head above all. Now therefore, our God, we thank and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own house have we given thee. 1 Chronicles 29, 11, 13, and 14. The Lord shall be thy confidence, and he shall keep thy foot from being taken. Proverbs 3, 26. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they which wait for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Good morning, Rashid Razin from Pakistan. It's good to have you with me this morning, and I want to welcome all the rest of you who have joined us on YouTube and Facebook. And may this, the Word of God, bring solace to our souls. The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Psalm 27, 5 and 6, and 1 Peter 5, 10 and 11. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Psalm 103, 19. He must reign till he hath put all his enemies under his feet. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 15:25 and Luke 12:32. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Galatians 2:20 and Romans 6:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. Unto you that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Jude 24:25. May the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way. It is my prayer. God bless.